You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 185. Is it easier to have more kids? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode. Today is the last day of No Yell November. How did you do? Are you excited to yell at your kids tomorrow? Just kidding. Don't do that, friends. That was a trick question. I hope you didn't feel that. I always love hearing about people's experience with No Yell November, how it has changed their family, how it's changed themselves, all those beautiful things. So please, I would love for you to send me a message and tell me how this challenge, how you felt about it. Did it change you? Did it change your family? Things you learned about yourself, all those things? Please send me a message. Next year, I am going to be making the No Yelling course a 9-month long program because that's how long it takes to build a human, build, grow, whatever word you want to use. So I figured that 9 months is the perfect amount of time then to help you create the next version of yourself. So watch for more info about that for next year, because I want everybody to be able to have the tools available to them and the skills ready. So when November comes next year, it's like a walk in the park. Like, of course I don't yell at my kids. I can't even fathom doing that. Why would I do that? Right? So I want everyone to win. All right, this conversation is inspired from a conversation that I had with the cutest young lady. I met her at the running store months ago and we hit it off. I love talking to people. So did she. So great friendship was created. She was expecting her second baby and she wanted to go natural. So we talked way too long about natural childbirth and then my other favorite topic, homeschooling, of course. Well, I went back there to the running store the other day, and there she was. We'd remembered each other. She's had her baby, and we got into talking again, told me all about the birth, all those things. And then we got into homeschooling. And because it's November, what else did I talk to her about? About how I do No Yell November and how I teach people to not yell at their kids. So it was interesting because she said that she heard that it's easier to not yell at your kids if you have more kids. I thought that is such an interesting thought. So interesting that I wanted to do a whole episode about it because I bet a lot of people have very different thoughts about that, that having more kids actually makes it harder to not yell at your kids. So it was so interesting that she has this thought that the more kids you have, the easier it is to not yell at them. I think we all have thoughts about why something is probably easier for other people. You may look at somebody and say, well, of course this girl can run fast. Her dad was a runner. Of course it's easy for this person to make a lot of money. She's really smart. And of course it's easy for this person to not yell at their kids because they have so many kids. When there is an area in our life that we struggle with and we haven't quite figured out how to overcome it, but we see that somebody else has, what we often do is we give them reasons why it was possible for them, but then we list out all of our excuses for ourselves of why it won't ever be possible for us. So is it easier to have more kids or less? The answer is it all depends on you. I have had times when I've had all my kids jumping off the walls and thinking that this would be so much easier to deal with if there were less kids. But I've also had times when I've only had Georgie home and I thought parenting would be so much easier if I had more kids home to play with him. It wasn't the amount of kids I had at home. It was my mindset about them. This made me think of another conversation I had with somebody with two kids. She was telling me how hard it's been because she is always available to her kids and they are learning to be codependent because she is always there. But you can teach your kids to be codependent no matter how many kids you have. The truth is, it doesn't matter how many kids you have. It's all on you whether or not it's easy or hard. If you want to have independent kids, you can teach your children to be independent whether you have 1, 2, 5, 10, 15. You can teach them any skill you want. Now, With that being said, there everybody's going to have some obstacles. And our obstacles are usually our excuses and our thoughts about it, right? But maybe the obstacle, if you want to have teach your children to be independent and you have one child and you, maybe the obstacle is that you are available. So figure out the obstacle and then figure out how are you going to conquer that obstacle? How are you going to get over, through, around that obstacle? Maybe if you have a lot of kids and you, I think most people probably think it's harder to be patient with the more children you have. So if you want to be patient and you have 15 kids, that's just your obstacle. Okay, my obstacle is that I'm nursing, I'm pregnant, and I've got 4 kids in diapers. So I'm run a little bit ragged. That's just your obstacle. Figure out a way around it. So in order to get past anything and figuring out the obstacle, we always want to make sure we're in the right mindset. Because if we have thoughts like 7 kids is just too much, guess what? It's going to be too much and you're not going to be able to figure out a way around that obstacle. If you have thoughts like 2 kids is so hard, then having 2 kids will be so hard. So if you want to start figuring out a way around your obstacles, you need to start with thoughts that help you to think of different options, different things that are available to you. So if I have thoughts of having seven kids is so awesome, then it will be so awesome. And when things pop up with figuring out chores or figuring out food or figuring out how to get people where they're supposed to go, like, I got this, because having 7 kids is awesome, right? Maybe you have 2 kids and you're like, having 2 kids is perfect because it is so manageable. Then when you have thoughts like that, it will become more manageable because you are going to figure things out. So once again, is it easier or harder to have a lot of kids? The answer is it gets to be whatever you decide you want it to be. I have decided that having 7 kids is perfect. I have decided that having 7 kids is not overwhelming. I have decided that having a bonus baby is going to keep me young. I have decided that teenagers are amazing. So be intentional. What do you want to decide about the number of kids you have? What do you want to decide about having the ages of kids you have? If you have teenagers, you have adult children, you have younger children, you have a baby, what do you want to decide about that? Do you want to decide that each age is amazing? I love having 3 adult children. It is so cool. When they come home and visit, they are so helpful. They are so ridiculously helpful. So it is awesome. I love having, how many teenagers? I guess the adult children kind of overlap. So I have 4 teenagers right now, and I love it. I love seeing teenagers figure out who they are. I love seeing them try new things. I love it. I love having an 11-year-old. This kid is awesome and he's so wonderful. And having a 5-year-old is still so fun. I love the silly things they do. They still love to snuggle and read books with you. And they're just so much fun. So what do you want to think about the number of kids you have? Do you want to think that that's easy or do you want to think that's hard? What do you want to think about the ages of your children? Do you want to think that's easy or do you want to think that's hard? So often we think that once my children move out of the house, then things will be easy. The truth is, your heart just changes, right? So how many times have you seen somebody with a baby, a young baby, and they're like, this is so hard. I'm not getting a lot of sleep. I'm nursing and it hurts. I don't really get a shower in or anything like that. It'll be so much easier when it gets to the next stage. Well, yes, you won't be doing those things, but you get a new heart. And you can do that with like going up to teenagers, right? You just get a new heart. But if your mind is always looking for that, you're always going to find the reason why that time, age, all those things is so hard. But if you can flip it of what is easier about this stage. So having a newborn, they just do whatever you want them to do. They don't talk back. They wear what you want them to wear, right? And so that's an easy thing about newborns. And they are so fun to snuggle and they're so cute and everything they do is adorable. And what's easier about a toddler is I'm drawing a blank with toddlers. I think toddlers are hilarious because they're like little drunk people. And I think it is fun. So that's easy because you can play. Oh, that's what I think about toddlers, that you can actually play with them, because sometimes I think newborns are boring. So when you get a toddler, you can take them around the stores easier. They can start dressing themselves, so that's a little bit easier. And each stage has something that's a little bit easier. So you can choose why the amount of children you have is so hard, or their ages are so hard, or you can choose why the number of children you have, or the ages of your children, why that's easier. The choice is always yours. So I want you to be intentional with looking at how many kids you have. Do you have excuses of why it's harder for you? Those friends, those excuses are just your obstacles to figure out around. So be very mindful of the mindset you want to have to help you to overcome those obstacles, because the amount of children you have does not cause overwhelm, does not cause codependency. The amount of children you have does not cause joy. The amount of children you have does not cause patience, for you to be patient, right? All of those things are all in your thoughts. So go and create this week intentionally. What do you want to think about the number of kids you have and their ages? Also, I want to hear all about your No Yell November experience. So I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email or message me on Instagram under the Hippie Mama. I would love to hear all those things. Hope you had a positive experience with No Yell November, and yeah, then exciting as we move into the holidays of December. So have a great one, friends, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.